Layer graphene quantum Hall effect. I should say, first of all, that all members of our group are high energy physicists, particle physicists. But it happened that we're working on that stuff since 2002, 2 years before actually graphene was produced. What I decided to discuss is dynamics in bilayer graphene in comparison with monolayer graphene, which is much more known than bilayer graphene. At this moment, bilayer graphene is, it seems, the strongest candidate for application, and I will explain later why. So this is, okay. This is a quite famous picture, apparently everybody knows, for monolayer graphene, and main point is that we have 4 degrees of freedom here, special connected, two connected with valleys, two valleys, these 2 points, and 2 values for spin. In monolayer graphene, there are big miracles, or magics, better to say, and smaller magics. Big magic, of course, that in effective theory we have relativistic-like Dirac equation. This is one big magic. Second magic is that it's massless Dirac equation. So we have also conformal symmetry in this case. There are smaller magics which are essentially consequences of these 2 big ones. This is as quantum Hall effect looks in monolayer graphene for a relatively weak magnetic field. We have this famous spectrum. This is actually a relativistic-like spectrum. Besides that, there is VF, not C. VF 300 times less than velocity of light. And remarkable thing is that n equals zero, we have energy equals zero. It's special. It's special because you don't know whether they are electrons or holes, right? And the answer is because of charge conjugation symmetry, you have half states filled and half empty. So because of that, number of states at n equals zero, twice less empty states than on higher levels, and 1 and 2 and 3. And as a result, this whole conductivity looks like that, with this now very famous 1/2 connected with lowest Landau level, because it just has 1/2 states. So this number 4, it would be fractional quantum Hall effect without interaction, if not symmetry, spin and valley. You have this additional factor 4, this degrees of freedom. And the main question was, when this result were produced, how we can actually destroy the symmetry connected with this number 4, and as a result to get new plateaus, not just this plateau connected with non-interacting gas of electrons in graphene, but interacting. And first of all, it was clear that one should introduce Coulomb interaction, which is strong in graphene, because VF is quite small with respect to velocity of light. Okay, so in description of this quantum Hall effect with interaction, just approximately the same time in 2006 appeared two scenarios. One called quantum Hall ferromagnetism, and essentially it was just extension of the standard description of spontaneous breakdown in ferromagnetism on U4 group. U4 group connected here with valley and spin. In this case, order parameters are expectation value of conserved charge densities connected with this U4 group. Second scenario was it's called magnetic catalysis, and it was considered, this is first paper, this is our group paper. Actually, I was wrong. One co-author is condensed matter physicist, Sharapov, real, not particle physicist. In this case, what we considered producing of Dirac-like masses and order parameters connected with Dirac masses. And it was considered that those two scenarios for a while, it was considered competed. But actually, later it was shown the situation, it was shown that in reality, those two order parameters necessarily coexist. So if you solve gap equation, then there are no solution without either Dirac-like masses or without quantum Hall ferromagnetism order parameters. They coexist. So they kind of cousins. This is very briefly that indeed there is U4 symmetry, and this is a description of generators, 16 generators in this case, and ferromagnetic-like order parameters break this symmetry to this one. V means valley, so we have at fixed spin plus, up, minus, down, U2, valley transformation, and the same for minus. One can find quantum Hall ferromagnetism order parameter and or Dirac masses which breaks U4 to this symmetry when we have still spin transformation U2 at fixed k prime to valleys. Now the question is, how about bilayer? Do we have all those properties, remarkable magics there? Answer, no. It has nothing to do with Dirac equation. Nothing. Concerning second one, conformal symmetry, it's terribly broken, very badly broken. Still, this material bilayer, now major player, it seems, for application. Okay. This is very briefly description of all order parameters. And we have two types of masses. This is conventional Dirac mass, and this is what is called Haldane mass. And those chemical potential connected with densities. This is, so we have S is, of course, spin. It takes value plus minus. So all those order parameters coexist. Tilde with tilde, mu tilde with delta tilde and mu with delta. They cannot exist without their partner. Let me say that one can describe quite well in this general approach experimental results. I mean, this is stuff connected with monolayer, and I come to bilayer graphene. Now, bilayer graphene. This is, first of all, I should say that pioneering paper was done by McCann and Falco in UK. Non-interacting Lagrangian has this form. This is all everything defined here. This is canonical momentum in a magnetic field. So what is important here? We have M. So we have actually huge parameter. It's only 100 times less than mass of electron. So certainly conformal symmetry is badly broken. Now, we have two layer of graphene. Distance is approximately 0.35 nanometer. So we have actually, in this case, each monolayer has two sublattices and two valleys, so a lot. But there is important result, quite old, by John Bernal, who kind of suggested, and then it seems proved, in some sense proved, that if we consider layer one and two, then we have this, what is called Bernal stacking. Those two, A2, B1, they create dimer and create high energy band. So it's irrelevant for low energy region. As a result, we have very similar situation to monolayer for the field describing quasi particles here. So you can see that at layer one, we have only relevant one sublattice A, and at level two, B. So we have essentially the same number of degrees of freedom like in monolayer, but we have, of course, not at the same plane, but two planes. And those planes, not they interact with each other. This is why Bernal came to this idea. There is interaction, interaction Hamiltonian written here. I introduced both Zeeman interaction, and I introduced term delta zero tilde, which is essentially connected with external electric field. So we have a kind of capacitor, and we can have electric field between those two layers. And they describe delta tilde zero. This is essentially charge, voltage, and distance between delta tilde zero, distance between two layers. Then quantum Hall effect in bilayer graphene. There is one important thing I should show. In this case, unlike monolayer graphene, lowest Landau level have twice number of states than monolayer. Why? Because N is orbital momentum, Landau index, right? So you can see when N equals zero, N equals one, we have energy zero. So because of that, it's still half field. But number now of empty states the same as on higher level. So those small interesting results, small mystery with this one half, there is no this. We have filling factors for n. And 4 is connected, of course, with degeneracy. So first experiments in fields up to 10 TeV, Tesla didn't show any plateau which were different from those which follows from one electron problem. But recent experiment showed something interesting. This is Harvard group experiment, and this is a Columbia group. What is important is that first group consider pure suspended bilayer graphene. They showed that actually you could reduce degeneracy, and when you have suspended graphene, you don't need a strong magnetic field. 10 Tesla is enough, and then you get those new plateau shown here, connected with breakdown of symmetry. Also, very unexpected result, because the leading theoretical papers predicted big gaps and dependence gaps like square root of magnetic field, like in monolayer field. They got results that actually delta E gap is proportional magnetic field and this factor. Theory. This is actually first pioneering very important paper by Austin, Texas group. And they were first actually to predict this square root of magnetic field and large gaps, but very important also description which all people use now working on that also in this paper. Now, the question why we do not have square root of magnetic field, but magnetic field suggestion why it happens independently was done at MIT group and our group. So what we noted that apparently here the contribution McDonald and his group, they consider just Bayer-Coulomb interaction. But it's known that in 2 plus 1 contribution of polarization operator, very important. So this was main idea, and as a result, it seems now one can say that we understand what is going on in bilayer. Moreover, in this our paper was predicted first transition between two phases, and it seems now it's confirmed. So let me consider briefly situation. Symmetries, as I said, it's U4 in monolayer graphene, and it's actually much lower here. It's here instead U4. So those symmetry connected with valley now is discrete, Z2. At each fixed spin, you have this situation. Still, you can use the same order parameters I showed you for monolayer, and Dirac masses and some chemical potential connected with conserved current. So you have, this is, say, ferromagnetic parameter, order parameter, usual connected with breakdown, connected with spin. And this is connected with, you can see, you have breakdown between K and K prime. This is always, they come with minus. So you have this situation. And delta tilde describes charge density wave in this case, naively, but actually it describes creation of electric field inside bilayer, because if it was one layer, then you would describe charge density wave. But now you have situation with the imbalance of charge between two layers of capacitor, you could say. So this is spontaneous creation of electric field. It's a kind of ferroelectric in this case. It's one solution and another connected with ferromagnetism. Okay, good. The analysis was done in the formalism, Bain-Cardano formalism, which is appropriate when you have many order parameters, and we have many orders. So this is description of Bayer propagator of quasi-particles. You can see two contribution in the lowest Landau level, orbital momentum zero and one. This is Laguerre polynomials. And full propagator when you introduce unknown parameters describing spontaneous symmetry breaking, you get solution for them and analyze your result, what we got. First of all, as I said, it's crucial to introduce polarization operator. This guy is proportional very big parameter M. Conformal symmetry is broken. And because this parameter is so big, only 200 times less than mass of electron, it dominates, and then exchange Fock interaction has form very different from Bayer-Coulomb. Bayer-Coulomb here has 1 over k, but this guy has 1 over k square, and there is smooth modulation of k square. So this is form of polarization. So polarization actually operator dominates, not just important, but it's dominates. This is result. So there are two solutions, one spin polarized or ferromagnetic solutions. And in this case, we get gap, which quite comparable with the result of Harvard group. This is layer polarized solution. And again, result is quite reasonable. This is how this guy, delta tilde zero, is expressed through the external electric field. Now we have phase diagram. What we predicted that there is first order phase transition between those two solutions. Of course, this solution likes magnetic field, but this solution likes electric field external. So this is just straight line phase transition between those two phases, this black line. Okay. This is how look solutions. We have 8 states which describe by different values of valley, spin, and N, Landau index, and zero or N1. You can see that energy absolutely perfectly linear with respect to magnetic field. Latest experiment. This is again experiments Harvard group and recent paper from Austin. And this is confirmation of the phase transition between the ferromagnetic spin polarized and layer asymmetric layer polarized quantum Hall states. We have not 10 but 5, but it's fine for us at least. Because, you know, we use certainly essentially mean field approximation with polarization functions. Okay, outlook. We finished analysis of, in this framework, those other plateaus, plus one, plus minus two, plus minus three. It seems result agree quite well with the latest experiments. So one could actually extend this ansatz we used. We used actually 16 parameters, But still, one apparently it's relevant to consider mixing between N0 and N1 LL state. We used static polarization function. It would be important, I'm sure, analyze a gap equation with the non-static polarization functions. And point is that we consider low energy dynamics, but at high dynamics or at a large energy or a strong magnetic field, there is another effective action. So it would be very interesting to describe this crossover. Conclusion. It seems that the dynamical Dirac masses are necessarily produced in graphene in a strong magnetic field. The set of order parameters which describes the quantum Hall effect in graphene is quite large. As I said, we use 16. There is the last point. I'm still a particle physicist, and there is feedback of quantum Hall effect in graphene for particle physics. Dynamics in dense quantum chromodynamics in a strong magnetic field. This is our quite recent long paper, a kind of almost semi-review of this approach. Point is that in 3+1 dimensions, the analog of the Haldane mass, which has this form, gamma 3, gamma 5, this is Dirac matrices, describe not mass, but axial vector current density, which can be important, for example, in astrophysics and maybe even for experiments at RIC in Brookhaven. I stop here. Thank you.
In the normal, conventional quantum Hall effect, right, there is no order parameter or symmetry breaking when you change plateau, right?
Right.
There is that's so-called topological, right. Whatever. So what is different if I take even a monolayer of graphene?
Right.
Why you have a
you
have a local order parameter.
Yeah, point is that it's quite new situation in graphene when you have this huge symmetry, U4. And as a result, breaking this symmetry, you could get new plateau. Because, you know, each new plateau corresponds to creation of the sum gap. Because it's insulator state. So, and U4 breakdown, spontaneous breakdown, helps to create new gaps in your system. For example, before your fermions, electrons were massless, right? In graphene, non-interacting. But as a result of Coulomb interaction, they acquire mass and breaks spontaneously part of the symmetry, and so on. So this is main difference, that there is this symmetry. Of course, there are still materials, actually semiconductors bilayer, when you have actually additional symmetry, and the situation is quite similar. So this is connected with the presence of this symmetry. You're absolutely right. Right. You're absolutely right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And even, for example, when we talk here about spontaneous breakdown of in this spin-polarized rotational or spin symmetry, this is quasi-spontaneous because there is Zeeman term which breaks it explicitly. But nothing wrong with that, you know, because you still have, in reality, as a result of this breakdown, huge enhancement of gap connected. Zeeman terms yield small gap, but it yields much larger. So one can consider as quasi-spontaneous, right?
Okay, any other questions? If not, let's thank Maransky and all of today's speakers.
Thank you.